This is Joanne.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support. And may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
85255.
Okay, thank you. That's 85255. All right, thank you so much. And if you would also please provide your last name, Joanne.
Beal, B-E-A-L.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please, while I access the information. Okay, I am still accessing information. And it should be any moment. I do apologize for the wait.
No problem.
Okay, about to get there. Let's see. Once again, I apologize for the wait. For security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
My current address is 6234 East Carolina Drive, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And I have located your account that shows your name as well as your address. And you're calling in about the gadget offer for the Wi-Fi booster. And how can I help you?
I'm calling to find out what I'm being charged for on my credit card. I'm getting a charge for $56.95 from this phone number, and I don't know what it is, and I am not getting any products from you.
It shows it started with the gadget offer for the Wi-Fi booster where $7.45 was paid. Normally, the customer participated in, like, the survey where they got the item for free, but per terms and conditions, it comes with a shopping store membership.
Okay, so I need to cancel that membership immediately. So I didn't know anything about it. And it's been several months, so I've paid an awful lot of money to you folks or something I didn't realize I had.
Okay, with the cancellation, that is effective with today's date.
Is there any possibility to get a refund on the ones I didn't use or didn't know I was supposed to use?
For the $56.95, I can offer a courtesy refund of 35%.
Yeah, would you do that, please? It's a lot of money for me on something I obviously didn't know I was doing, so I'd appreciate that a lot.
You're welcome, ma'am. It shows that there has not been a charge for the month of November with what I'm seeing. It shows that, let's see, September 1. For that $56.95.
And it charged on October 1st. I saw that, I think.
It declined.
Okay.
Let's see, 50 cents. Just a moment. So 35% of the $56.95 is $19.93, and the account's already canceled.
All right. Do I need a proof of that, or you just it just is canceled?
I'm just processing. Yes, ma'am, I'll provide the confirmation, but I'm still processing.
Okay, great.
The refund.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll let me know in just a moment when it's done. All right, well, that didn't take long. So that $19.93 refunded successfully. All right, I'm waiting for it to let me close the screen. Okay, there it went. All right, so you'll see that in 3 to 5 business days, and the cancel confirmation is also the refund confirmation number is the letter C as in cancel. 261-538-776.
261-538-776 with a C in front.
Correct. And
thank
R
you.
In front of the same digits is the refund confirmation. You're welcome, ma'am. You'll see that in 3 to 5 business days, and you don't have to worry about any further billing.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.